Almost every agency has stopped using knowledge, skills, and abilities, or KSA, essays. More than half of all job announcements are 5 pages or less. These are just two of the major changes that have come in the year since President Obama issued a memo calling for reforms to the federal hiring process. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller here with an update on how much progress agencies say they have made. Thank you for being here this afternoon, Jason. Where are agencies saying that they've made the most progress in fixing some of these hiring problems?
Well, this is something the administration, agencies, chief human capital officers, they've been spending, are spending, have been spending a lot of time on and energy over the last year, improve that hiring process, because many have said over the years it takes too long, it's too complicated. So in the year since President Obama signed the memo calling for these reforms, the Office of Personnel Management and the Chico Council say they've made huge strides. John Barry's OPM's director.
We are hiring now based on resumes and cover letters 91% of the time. That is up from 39% in 2009. It's an amazing leap forward. We have gotten off of KSA Island. 96% of our job opportunity announcements no longer require KSA essays. That is also up from 39%. In 2009. Hiring managers now have more choices. They get to see more resumes because 89% of our announcements have category rating, up from only 12% from 2009. No more rule of three.
And it's not just changes affecting agencies. Barry says job candidates are seeing the transformation as well.
Applicants are now seeing shorter, easy to read job announcements. 86% are in plain language, and 66% are 5 or fewer pages. That's up from 55 and 24%, respectively. And our time to hire has gotten shorter, down about 15% to a government-wide average of 105 days.
Now, Barry threw out tons of numbers there. We have all those numbers up on federalnewsradio.com so people can go look and really digest them. But basically, Barry, who spoke today on a panel discussion sponsored by a government executive, says beyond the statistics, there's evidence of actual culture change. Barry points to about 2,700 federal HR specialists who have signed up to use the new USA Jobs Recruit portal, which was launched earlier this month, and is one example of how this transformation is really taking hold.
All right, this sounds good, but certainly not everything is fixed. There are certainly still areas that agencies are struggling with.
Absolutely. There's several parts of the hiring process that agencies still need to improve upon, and it's by far those that they have improved upon. It's not perfect. Barry used a baseball analogy, Francis, you'll like this.
Uh-huh.
They have stolen third,
yes,
but they have a long way to get home.
Okay.
So basically that means we've made a lot of progress and more to do. It's a good GAO report in many ways.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He says reducing the time to hire to a government-wide average of about 80 days remains the next big milestone. They're, again, 105 days right now. Barry says agencies need to recruit better, they need more performance management, and other HR tools really to improve some of these other milestones and other metrics. But Barry says the biggest area of need is not necessarily a human resources change.
What we're trying to do is to move the hiring decision away from HR and into the person who actually knows the job, knows the responsibility, knows the chemistry of the workplace, and needs to make that hiring selection. And they have to be involved and engaged. So engaging those hiring managers and having them assume responsibility is one of the key next steps.
He also says agencies must make sure the quality of the applicants is as high as possible. He said that even though they've made it quicker and changed, got rid of the KSAs, the quality has not been affected. However, some others who are on the panel, for instance, Robert Buggs is the chief human capital officer of the education department. He says actually there is some concern about quality. Now, I caught up with Mr. Buggs afterwards about his agency and how they are bringing hiring managers into the process.
They want to be involved. It's been my experience. I just had a meeting with one of our business units a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking, I spoke of the new collaborative. They were talking about this engagement from the start, in the middle, and at the end to assess what we're doing and how we're doing it.
In fact, Barry says hiring managers should write the position descriptions, not the HR folks, and the HR folks should use the tools to cull down the pool of applicants. So basically, what do you need? Well, here, let me write it for you, and then, okay, here's everyone that meets those qualifications. Here's the top 10%, the top 50 applicants, not, okay, you wrote your position description. Here's 1,000 people. Look through them, because mm-hmm. the hiring manager basically will be like, whoa, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So Bug says in the past, HR people were actually policing the entire process, and the hiring manager's really watching and waiting, not being involved. And that's the shift that's starting to happen. It's going to need to happen more.
And I think the best news out of all of this is what Director Barry said about seeing a culture change, because that has been every HR expert that I've had in here, whether they're in government or out of government, says that's the biggest problem is people keep doing things when it comes to hiring, particularly a lot of other areas too, but they're keep doing what they've always done, and the excuse usually is, well, that's how we've always done it. And so that culture change becomes really critical.
And an idea that they're risk averse. Well, if you stop using KSAs, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, now you have OPM, you have the Chico Council, you have OMB saying, no, stop using them. It's okay. Nothing will happen. Make good decisions. Be smart. If you need an SA, by all means, you require the SA. I mean, if it's a public affairs person, for instance, who has to write press releases, SAs are important. But if it's somebody else who doesn't need to, is writing is not a key piece, or they don't need an essay to explain the what they do, then, to be honest, don't require an essay.
Well, and that's what the director's been talking about for a long time, and I think it makes sense, the idea that KSAs don't go completely away, but you put them at the back end of the process instead of the front end of the process, so you're reviewing, I think, the
resumes, cover letters.
Well, and I think the figure that he used, or the example that he used, is you review 10 of them instead of 10,000, and that seems to make a lot more sense.
And obviously it makes things go quicker and less complex, and it's better for everyone. I mean, basically, the private sector is used to resumes and cover letters, and why shouldn't the government?
All right. Excellent reporting, as always, and we have more on federalnewsradio.com and more tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive.
Absolutely. We'll talk more. We'll hear more from Education Department Chico, Mr. Bugs.
All right. So you came back from Management of Change yesterday, and you're on this story already, and I'm going to ask you to come back in about 45 minutes and talk to me about Management of Change, because I'm curious to know from what you saw there whether much of anything has changed. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit, all right?
Excellent.
All right, thanks. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. It is 5:14. Coming up on In Depth in your cybersecurity update, a big cyber change at the Homeland Security Department. But first, the new number two in Anish Chopra's office is a government veteran. You'll meet him next on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.